All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman sitting over there
your
doing...
Your blood is wide. Well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you.
A little geek fest here tonight.
Better treat me right.
Name that geek. We're doing
Name That Tune, and it's
all
Weird Al songs, and Randy Wang is, how old, what are you?
22.
22, a big Weird Al fan, and Jerry Wachowski, so are you 25 now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't, in radio, no nodding.
Yeah. Ricky nodded.
Well, you know what?
I'm getting in the zone, damn it.
You know what? That's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, I asked him a question, and he nodded yes. And then I said, 25, and he gave me the A-OK sign with the thumb and the index finger. You know, I mean, whoa. I mean,
I'm trying to focus, Brian.
I mean, come on, Jerry.
He's nodding on radio.
Let's get right back into it. Weird Al Yankovic. Gina Grad, what is the score, please?
The score is Randy 5, Jerry 1.
Yeah.
Right. 5-1. And we continue here. We're up to song number 8, Weird Al Yankovic songs. Good luck, contestants. Brian, please. I rock the cradle of love. Yes, all right, Randy has stepped away from the mic.
I mean, literally,
Jerry's just staring at it.
I mean, if the audience could see physically what's happening in the studio right now, I've never seen it before in the competition, and I've certainly been there in the heat
in the
of competition
of
more times than I can even remember. But to see a contestant literally step back away from the microphone as if to physically surrender to the other player.
Polka you, eyes out.
There's
polka
about 45 million polka song, different ones of that, so that's...
Oh, okay.
The idea is to guess the one we're playing, Jerry.
All right, song number 9. Before we go to song number 9, Gina Grab with the score.
Still remains Randy 5, Jerry 1.
5-1.
Do you need any color commentary? You need anything?
In a minute.
Sure. Yeah, just okay. Come to me, man.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it.
All right, song number 9. Here we go.
Jerry. Bedrock Anthem.
That is exactly right.
Yes.
Congratulations.
There we go.
Bedrock Anthem. Boom.
Like I don't need a vacation.
Here comes the duet.
Sometimes I feel like I want to go to the city of Bedrock.
You know what I would love to do? I would love to have 2 call girls here.
Now I'll tell you why.
I think we do.
Oh, here we go.
Rocking out.
Jerry's got some moment. Come on.
They're both playing their air fat.
What I got,
Okay, here we go.
Got a little
good one.
We're up to song number 10. Let's go to Gina Grab with the score.
Randy 5, Jerry 2.
That's
5-2.
It's called Momentum.
Song number 10. Good luck, girls.
Randy. Yoda.
Yoda's correct. Let's hear a little bit of Yoda. All right.
And they did Sola. Soda.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot this one.
All right. Pretty obvious.
Uncle
Yoda. Uncle
Y-O-D-A Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
I don't know why you guys took the time to listen to this and memorize it.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue on here.
We're
up to song number 11.
He really has recorded a lot of songs that general public has not had an opportunity to sample.
Exactly right.
Wow.
All right, Gina with the score.
Randy 6, Jerry 2.
6-2.
Come on, Jerry. Right. Come on, baby.
Song number 11.
Wow.
Good luck, young lady.
Jerry. I Lost on Jeopardy.
That's exactly right.
It is. Good job.
All right, let's hear a little of that. I Lost on Jeopardy.
It is a hit from Weird Al Yankovic.
I was there to match my intellect.
All right.
On national TV.
Against a plumber
and
an architect.
PhD. I was tense. I was nervous. I guess it just wasn't my night.
Come on. Here we go. Come on.
Gave the answers.
You both know the hook.
But couldn't get the questions right. I lost on Jeopardy. Baby. I lost on Jeopardy, baby.
We're up to a song number 12. Gina Grab with the score.
Randy 6, Jerry 3.
6-3. Good luck. You're catching up there, Chair. Big Chair. And we went to break.
Timmy!
What was the score? We went to break.
We're
on
number 12.
Jerry has scored. Jerry has scored 2 points in this segment. He's doing well. Stay focused. Remain focused. Right. Jerry, that's key to this game, Tim. I can't stress enough, having been literally right there on the front lines, I mean, participating, competing as a contestant in this very heated.
So you know what they're going through.
I really do. And at this point, when you're down 6-3, but you put 2 points on that board when your opponent has remained basically paralyzed by your momentum, that really helps a
play. I'll say this about Jerry. He doesn't crack under pressure like you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was defeating you. What I did
you
last...
You lost twice in one night.
Last night, I did what Jerry has not yet been able to do. I was in the lead. Jerry's got to get in the lead. That's a real...
Actually, no. When we did the second competition, you never got in the lead.
Shut up. What really helps out a contestant, Tim, is grabbing that lead.
Confidence builder.
Psychologically, it can't be, not enough can be said about it.
Okay, all right, we're up to song number 12. And again, Gina with the score.
Randy 6, Jerry 3.
Song 12, good luck, girls.
Jerry, living with a hernia.
That's exactly right.
Whoop,
living with a hernia.
Whoop, there it is.
Here we go.
Come on.
There we go.
Oh, that's the next verse.
Every day.
A little embarrassed.
I forget this one. I know the beginning.
Hey, you got it, though. You got the point.
We're up to song number 13. Gina Grad, score.
Randy 6, Jerry 4.
Ooh, 6-4. At one point, you were up by 4. Now you're up by 2, Randy. Let's get it going.
Don't
song
worry,
number 13. Good luck.
Jerry. Like a surgeon.
That's exactly right, man. We got that off a couple of beeps.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Wow, what a comeback.
That's the heart monitor, right?
I made it through med school. Somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern. I feel in on a single or two.
All right, we come back to the rest of the songs as we go to commercial. These two idiots singing Like a Surgeon. It's Conway Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Now I'm trying to avoid a malpractice suit. Like a surgeon. Hey! Cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon. Transplants on my mind. All their gods, nurse.
Oh my god.
This patient's fading fast. Complications have set in. Don't know how long you'll last. Let me see that IV. Here we go. Time to operate. I'll pull his insides out. Pull his insides out and see what he hates. Like a surgeon. Hey! Cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon. Here's a waiver for you to sign. That is great.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a heated battle between Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang. It is Name That Tune, all Weird Al Yankovic songs tonight. And a person who has retired from competition doing color tonight. What is going through the two young men's minds right now, Brian Whitman?
Tim, thank you for asking. We've got two contestants here, Randy Wang and Jerry Wischowski. Randy Wang came off right off the top to quite a lead, really putting those points on the board. Jerry kind of paralyzed by the momentum that Randy was showing early on in the match. However, in the last segment, there was a palpable turn of events. We could feel it here in the booth.
Sure.
And I'm sure the fans down on the field could feel it as well. Something shifted. Something moved. Something seismic happened in this competition. And Jerry Wischowski just started putting points on that board. We've got it 6-5. Just 1 point separating Randy Wang from Jerry Wischowski. It's a hot one, Tim.
And we're off to song number 14, everybody. Good luck. Both of yous. Here we go. Song 14.
Randy.
Randy.
Lasagna.
That is correct. Lasagna.
I don't know if I know this song.
I've never heard this song.
Wait, hold on. You'll hear it.
I love food.
Oh, yeah, I do know this song. Yeah.
La, 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 la. La, 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 lasagna.
I remember it now.
All right, let's go down to the field and check in with Gina Grad, our scorekeeper on the field.
We are at Randy 7, Jerry 5, and Brian, I was wondering, you hadn't made a comment yet about how nobody has gone back in points, which I find interesting.
That's an interesting point, Gina, and I was going to hit that the next time I was called upon. What we have seen here is a very offensive game. We've got two players here who are chiming in when they think they know the answer. Very offensive.
Doesn't that make us defensive?
Please, I'm in the middle of analysis. No one is jumping in, really. No one is. In that, I guess, respect, it is. I would like to retract what I said a moment ago.
All right.
We're seeing a very defensive game here where the players are holding back. We saw at one point in an earlier segment, Randy Wang physically stepping away from the microphone. The moves don't get more defensive than that. This is a defensive game. I don't know what I was talking about.
But isn't that offensive? It's offending that he's doing. Then?
Well, it might be offensive to some, but I think it's defensive play. I'm going to stick with defensive play on that.
All right, congratulations to both players who are in this heated battle. It's very tight. Gina, with the score?
Randy 7, Jerry 5.
7-5.
And of course, what I want to point out is the very controversial rule change where a player loses a point if he guesses incorrectly. That makes this a one-song game. It's a one-song game, Tim.
Exactly right. Let's go with song number 15. Good luck, young ladies.
Randy.
Randy.
UHF.
That is correct, young man.
Now, there was a movie, I believe.
That was from the soundtrack.
Great movie.
All right, now, Gina, you're listening to both these guys sing these Weird Al Yankovic songs. How hot does this make you as a woman?
Well, I am ready to disrobe at any moment. You just let me know when.
All right.
All right. We're up to song number 16.
Tim, Gina, how much do we have left?
We got about six songs left.
You're done, Jerry.
Gina with the score.
Randy 8, Jerry 5.
Oh, Jerry Wischowski.
Jerry has plenty of time, Tim.
Behind the eight ball,
There's
man.
Plenty of time. I've been there myself where you're watching that clock tick down and you're thinking, I just got to put a couple of points on the board. You get a flurry of momentum as I did last night right about this time. Boom, boom, boom. Started putting points on the board. It can happen, Tim.
How'd you end up last night?
We've got two skillful players here.
Let's go with song number 16, everybody. Good luck, girls.
Jerry.
Oh, I blanked on it.
No.
How did I miss that one?
An opportunity for Randy to steal. Here we go.
No.
Eat it.
It's exactly right.
All right, come on, Jerry.
The song is called Eat It.
Tim, I'm going to tell you,
that was
a turning point in this competition. Having been there many times myself, toward the end, you lose it. Your opponent picks one up.
How could I miss that?
That's a stinger. How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Just eat it. Woo! Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kinds of food you hate.
You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're done, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Oh, no.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if boiled or fried, just eat it.
All right, run out of steam there. All right, Gina, grab with the score.
Damn it.
Well, now it is Randy 9, Jerry 4.
9 to 4. Wow, you should have known that one, huh, Jerry?
I can't believe I missed. I play that one every night on the show.
No, practically.
I can't believe I missed that.
Excuse me for a moment. Jerry has 5 points. Oh, he lost a point.
Lost a point.
And Randy gained a point.
See, that's why I said earlier. Boom.
That's ridiculous.
It can be a 1-point game. That stings. That really stings.
Up by 5 with 5 left, or 6 left, doesn't look good for you, Jerry. Song number 17. Let's go.
Excuse me.
Randy. Jerry.
Randy.
Addicted to Spuds.
That's exactly right. Addicted to Spuds.
What album is that from? Do you know?
The Food album.
I don't think that was one of my favorites.
All right, here we go. Addicted to Spuds. Randy Wang and Jerry.
I'll let him take that. I don't remember the song.
Oh, then F it. Let's press on. All right, this is song number 18 coming up, and the score, Gina Grab.
Randy 10, Jerry 4.
That was a good one, though, pulling that one out.
I'll tell you, that does...
5 songs left, so if Randy literally sat back and didn't say another word, he'd still win the competition.
Well, it gets to a point of mathematical elimination, and that hurts when you're a player in that position because you are, Tim, as you've pointed out, literally at the mercy of your opponent, hoping that he chimes in with an incorrect guess, and you can
sweep in there. That has to happen for him to win.
That has to happen here in the final winning moments of this competition. Let's go down to the field.
All right, Gina Grab with the score.
Randy 10, Jerry 4.
10 to 4, wow. Song number 18. Good luck, girls.
From the microphone. He's not even going to take a shot at this one, Tim. Oh, my goodness.
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day.
Randy.
Randy.
This is the life.
That's exactly
right.
Oh,
my. What a roller
Jerry
coaster.
Jerry Wachowski, man.
Jerry Wachowski remained poised at the microphone.
Your ass kicked, man.
Trying to grab that title out of thin air. Randy Wang steps away from
this
the microphone.
Is the life.
Steps back in front of it and picks up the point.
Boom.
And may I ask, may I ask if Randy knows this piece of trivia, what movie that was featured in the closing credits, if I'm not mistaken?
I can't remember.
I believe it was in the movie Johnny Dangerously.
Johnny Dangerously, man. Tell you, man, this chick's got some useless info.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm watching Michael Keaton.
Emma!
I'm talking to the reporters.
Smelly McCoco!
I'm watching
Johnny Dangerously.
I couldn't believe it.
We're up to song number 19. Gina with the score.
A young Griffin Dune.
Randy 11, Jerry 4.
Oh, Bobo. An ass kicking. Song number 19. Good luck, females.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Rocky Road?
No. Damn it.
Correct.
Ricky.
Ricky is correct.
Whoa, Randy chiming
Randy
in.
Randy Wang gets the point.
Didn't even need the song played for him. Jerry Wachowski losing another point. This is a real Pier 6 brawl, Tim.
Score, Gina Grab.
Randy 12, Jerry 3.
Now, at the start of this competition, if someone were to say one of these guys was ahead by 9 with 3 songs left, I wouldn't have believed it.
I wouldn't believe it.
Well, I've also got two points.
And Jerry always says what a big fan of Weird Al he is.
Well, you know, Jerry Wachowski is right about that, Tim. As I've been watching the action here, Jerry did dive in there on 2 occasions to have his answer incorrect and lose 2 points. Randy has kind of stepped back physically from the microphone. Oh, this is a real slobber knocker, Tim.
This is an unbelievable
route. I was going to study last night, actually, and listen to some, but I didn't.
Oh, this reminds me of...
I haven't heard these songs for like 10 years.
Yeah, me too.
Of the Lakers getting their ass kicked on Memorial Day up in Boston. Oh, boo!
I couldn't believe it.
Song number 20. Good luck, contestants.
Randy.
Randy.
Achy Breaky Song.
That's exactly right.
I hated that song. I hated that song. That was one of the Weird Al songs I hated.
Additional commentary.
Let's get the score from Gina Grad.
Randy 13, Jerry 3.
Oh!
See, this is where it really starts to get out of reach, and this is where you see a contestant, and a good contestant, just getting pummeled. I've never seen anything like this, McMahon!
And nobody hates losing as much as Jerry Wischowski. Nobody.
I'm just disappointed I got Ricky wrong in the other one I buzzed in for.
Come on,
I wouldn't have got Iggy Briggy Heart.
Song number 21.
Jerry. Santa Claus got stuck in the chimney?
Oh!
That is incorrect. Randy, an opportunity to steal.
There's some song like that, I forget.
Randy, an opportunity to steal.
Christmas at Ground Zero.
That's exactly right.
Whoa, Randy, why just grabbing that metaphoric chair?
Christmas at Ground Zero.
Okay, Raph, come on! Somebody get in there, McMahon!
The score, Gina Grab.
Randy 14, Jerry 2.
Wow.
Whoa! Randy taking Jerry to the outside and just ramming him into that steel post. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to give Jerry an opportunity to get this last
one
correct.
I don't want to see it.
I'm going to give him the title of the song.
That is unprecedented. Tim Conway Jr. turning over the answer sheet to Jerry Wischowski.
I want
to
get the last one.
Trying to help him get a couple of points here in the final moments. Oh, my goodness. Is this a mercy game or what, McMahon?
I want to get the last one just for dignity.
Okay. Not much of that is going to be
and that
left
says
when
a
you
lot.
Walk
when
out
a,
of here tonight.
When a player says, I'm going for dignity, I've lost the game, but I got to get this point for my manhood. Yeah. Oh, my.
I got to say before this thing is over, Jerry, this is a tough competition, and you've done pretty well for yourself.
How can you Thank say that you. With a straight face? He's laughing at you while you're saying that.
And it's that type of insult.
You have 2 points.
That stays in a player's head.
I could get two
Technically,
points.
Technically, I have 5. But
they
the
take
dumb
you back to the corner,
removal.
And they clean you up, and they ice you down, and they cut you, and they stitch you up if they need to. But when you go to bed at night and your head hits that pillow, that's what you remember, McMahon. That's what you hear in your mind. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, all right, then. After the game, we'll talk to Lois Wischowski and see if she could believe how well her son did tonight. All right, let's go to Gina Grab with the score.
Randy 14, Jerry 2.
Wow. Randy 14, Jerry 2. Last song, let's go.
Jerry. You don't love me anymore.
Yes! You don't love me anymore.
I would have never known that either.
For the record, he did look
All
at the answer
right.
sheet.
It's over.
It is over. They shake hands. It was a great competition.
Good game.
That's right. Three-peat, baby. Three-peats!
I've won
this game 3 times in 2 days!
Now we have Randy down on the field with Brian Whitman. Randy,
let me get to you for just a second here. What we saw tonight was a real romp. Oh, my! You made short work of Jerry Wischowski. I don't think you've ever been disposed of an opponent like you did tonight. Describe how you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling on top of the world, Brian. I cannot believe I won this much. I haven't listened to some of these songs in 10 years, and I thought Jerry was the ultimate Weird Al fan. I'm going to Disneyland!
Yes!
Randy, I got to tell you something. When somebody comes out like you and puts 13 points on the board, the listener says, wow, there's a guy who doesn't get laid. But you put these points up there, boom, 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 not getting laid. In that room, heavy masturbation. But you know that it pays off in the end, Randy, with an unbelievable victory. Jerry Wischowski is still stunned in the center of the ring.
All right, Brian Whitman, thank you very much. Now let's go to the loser locker room where Jerry Wischowski is there with Lois Wischowski. And Lois, let's talk to you first. What do you think about your son's competition tonight?
I'm so disappointed, Tim.
Is that right?
My heart.
She should be, because I used to listen to this with her in the car every day.
This is a Shonda. All right,
Jerry Wischowski, a bad, bad outing for you. Tomorrow night might be better, but you've got to really rethink.
I'm going to recoup tomorrow.
You've got to maybe really rethink the business that you're in, young man. To get your ass kicked like that by, 13 points? 14-3.
And he got the 3 because
he's cheated. Outrageous. Now, we know also that you might be, you're on the trading blocks. You're a free agent this year. You're going to try to test out the free agency market?
Well, we'll see, because tomorrow it's a new day, and Randy He played a good game. I'll give it to him. He played a great game.
He kicked your ass, dude.
He played a great game. It went downhill when I couldn't remember Eat It, which is retarded because I know that song.
That was the turning point.
That was the moment.
That just derailed the train.
You remember I called it right here in the booth.
You
I said,
betcha.
That is a moment where Jerry loses a point. Randy swoops in and picks it up. My goodness, security has to get into the ring and pull Jerry out, and his own mother's in the locker room. Oh, I've...
All right. All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Congratulations to Randy Wang. He defeats Jerry Wachowski tonight.
Oh,
name
my.
That tune.
Oh, look at Jerry Wachowski being rolled onto that stretcher.
Weird Al Yankovic songs. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.